Hello and welcome to another Relocation Next Practices podcast presented by Weigert Relocation Resources. My name is Tim McCarney. I'm the Manager of Marketing Communications at Weigert Relocation. And today we're going to be talking about relocation benefits for executive level employees, a very specific demographic of employee with very unique relocation needs. Joining us today to discuss this topic is Jennifer Canal. Jennifer is the Manager of Consulting Services at Weigert Relocation. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
In your experience working with companies and helping them craft relocation policies, is it fair to say that relocation benefits for this demographic are more, I don't like to use the word important, but maybe more critical than those for other employee demographics?
I agree. I wouldn't necessarily say important because every demographic within an employee pool certainly has its challenges and can certainly be an area of increased costs and visibility depending on the time of year and what the companies are objectives at that specific time. One thing to note about executive level employees, however, is that they can sometimes be the most vocal group of employees. And we do find companies that are encountering specific situations with senior level employees because they do tend to be the group that will receive home sale assistance in the form of a guaranteed offer, which can certainly increase costs for the company. Add to that fact that this group of employees tends to be in the luxury home market that tend to suffer the most extensive losses. So careful attention should be paid to executive level employees because we do need to ensure that there is consistency among the way that their benefits are administered and avoid any negative attention that might be paid if this group is overcompensated. It's through relocation benefits.
And what types of benefits do you typically see companies giving to this level of employee?
Well, naturally, this is the group of employees that are most likely to receive home sale assistance. And as I mentioned before, they are the most likely to receive the guaranteed offer versus a non-home sale or simply only a buyer value option, also referred to as a BVO. This group of employees is also most likely to receive home finding trips. They most commonly receive up to 2 trips, perhaps up to 10 days. They are also most likely to receive a home sale incentive, a loss on sale, temporary living, as well as spouse partner career assistance in order to take care of the entire family.
In your opinion, what can companies do to not look like they're playing favorites with this demographic, so to speak? I suppose it's a very precarious position because you have to give a lot to these employees, but you may not want to look like you're giving a lot to those employees. Are there any recommendations that you make to companies in these situations?
One of the things that we're seeing companies do in order to provide another level of benefits for executives, however, still protect their employees, is by documenting it in the policy. So they are tiering executive-level employees separately and enhancing those benefits. However, they're keeping a written policy so that they can use that as a reference document and as a way to say that they are segregating this group of employees, however, they are providing the benefits consistently. While we still do see some exceptions that are provided to specific executive-level employees, it's based on their set of circumstances and not necessarily because they're an executive-level employee. Of course, one thing to always keep in mind is Sarbanes-Oxley, and that's quite a differentiator among executive-level policies and benefits.
Now, Jen, you had mentioned earlier how this class of employee typically has a more expensive home to sell, a larger home to sell, therefore more likely to need, possibly take a larger loss. Under those circumstances, is there anything that companies can do to kind of protect themselves from giving, quote-unquote, too much in these situations when they're trying to move these types of employees?
And this is a great question because this is the number one concern, and it continues to be a concern for the past 2 years. For the loss on sale of the executive level moves, we still recommend that companies look at putting a maximum on this benefit to control costs. That way, if you do decide to extend an exception or extend the loss on sale to a higher amount, it's on an exception basis. However, the way you're administering the benefit is outlined clearly in the policy. Other ways to reinforce the loss on sale is to provide some sort of shared responsibilities so that the employee is still required to participate in the loss up to a certain amount or a certain percentage. That way that they are feel like they are protecting that return on investment.
Well, Jennifer, as always, some excellent information. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening.